KFGO time is 2:42 on a Monday. Got a busy week, friend, and a lot of things going on, and we'll tell you all about that. One of the things in particular I want to bring your attention to is something that NDSU has been working on. The Challey Institute, you've been hearing about that over the last couple of years with NDSU, the College of Business. You know, they've been working on, because the last year and a half, 18 months, wherever we want to start the timeline, has been one of those volatile times for a lot of people in trying to balance work, raise kids, get them educated. And there's a guest that they want to introduce you to. Her name is Emily Oster. That's going to be having a virtual talk at NDSU this Thursday, September 23rd at 3 p.m. Here to tell me more about that and you is Scott Bollier, the dean of the College of Business at NDSU. Scott, how are you doing, man? It's
doing
been a while.
Great. Yeah, absolutely. Great to see you.
You as well. Thanks. Tell me about this. When I look at the description as, you know, we're talking about data-driven parenting, COVID-19, school-age kids. A lot of people are, okay, yep, I've been living through this. I want to figure out, you know, how is this changing things? Tell me more about what this event's all about.
Sure. So Emily's our first guest in the Menard Speaker Series. We have a great lineup this year that includes Alice Marie Johnson, a former prison convict who spent almost 20 years in prison, was pardoned, and has a great story. She's here in October. Jason Riley from the Wall Street Journal in the spring. And Emily's launching. We booked her nearly a year ago and thought that COVID would be stale as an issue. And, you know, kind of thought, I don't know, people probably don't want to hear about this anymore. But what she brings is a data-driven approach to the issue. She's been extremely critical of some of the policies nationwide related to not sending kids back to school. She was so frustrated as a parent that she has become the data warehouse for U.S. data when it comes to K-12 education. She gathers it all and understands and knows what the risks are for kids in school. And she was building it and trying to figure out, you know, what is the appropriate risk as a parent to take. And sure enough, she determined just through her own data and analysis that the risks are very overblown for students K-12.
It's interesting because I have messages on a daily basis saying almost exactly that. Yep. But a lot of it is just the hearsay, what you see on social media, right? Mm-hmm. For those of you that already have that in your mind, that this has been overblown, I have a message that was sent in 20 minutes ago saying almost identical to that. Can they sign up to actually learn of this? I mean, is this open to the public to actually use data to back up arguments?
Yes, it is. So the event is at 3:00. People can come in person to Berry Hall. Our event space is available. I will be moderating the conversation. She's a Brown University economist, and she won't be there in person. Sure. But we are having a gathering, and there's going to be food and just a chance to visit and mingle afterwards. If you're at your desk and can't get away at 3:00 on Thursday, there's a Zoom link at the Challey Institute's event page. Just go to that and plug in. Nobody will see you, and it's a great chance to just immerse in a leading thought leader nationwide. She's also a best-selling book author, and we'll talk about her views on parenting too, which should be really interesting.
Yeah, I actually pulled up. If you go to emilyoster.net is where you can see. I see three of her books right there. I mean, Brown University, that's something that, you know, when people hear that, they kind of perk up. Yep. And, you know, it's saying that COVID being stale, you think in a year ago, I mean, this is still on a lot of people's minds. In fact, we're talking education, schooling. Well, I mean, right here in Fargo, there's a whole debate on whether or not the approach from Fargo versus, say, West Fargo and what they're doing this year, who's got it right situation. So it's definitely on the top of mind of parents.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, she provides a framework for a lot of decisions that we'll get into. You know, should you go to that wedding? You know, should you go to a bar? You know, what should you do about a sick parent or a sick grandparent? And there's a framework that she employs for decisions that I think people will walk away finding very useful.
Well, and you talk about, you know, a sick parent in that situation. We just heard today news again, Essentia Health is deciding to limit, you know, who's allowed to visit if someone's in the hospital. And one of them, as far as a potential exemption, is being the primary caregiver of an individual that's older that needs you. Yeah. So we thought maybe by this time, okay, we had it figured out. We don't. So I think these topics of conversation with data behind it goes a long way, because people actually can utilize this in their decision-making process.
Yeah, and the hope is to take some of the politics out of it and just have it be a civil conversation that you look at the data and then hopefully make more informed and better decisions. One today that she's been advocating just this morning is allowing K-12 students to go back to school if they test negative. Right now, we're using this blunt approach of if you were near someone, then, oh my goodness, you might have it. You have to stay home too. well, what if you can demonstrate that you're negative? You know, maybe you can get back to school sooner, because what's happening to students who aren't able to go to school is just tragic in terms of outcomes, absenteeism, dropping out, and lots of problems with kids at home.
You know, it's interesting. I was up in the north central part of the state this weekend, and I was visiting with a friend that's from a smaller town. And his relative had one of those situations that the virus last year slowly made it through the household. So you had one child that had it. Well, the one child that didn't get it, after everyone else getting that, that student wasn't allowed to go back to the classroom for over a month.
Right.
And just waiting to, all right, now the timeline of everyone else being sick, that kid still didn't get, you know, 4 weeks to a even longer for that child to not get back to the classroom, never got sick, you know, never had it. I mean, that, when you talk about the blunt, either you stay home because you might, that's, I think there's a lot of people saying that's not the way we should be approaching this.
I agree. And, you know, she just brings a certain level of reason and calm to the issue that that's really welcome.
The removal of politics has a lot of people clapping as they're at their stoplights or at the office right now.
Yeah, absolutely.
Scott Bolliar is our guest. He's the dean of the College of Business up at NDSU. I know we talked about this is 3 o'clock. It's this Thursday. You can sign up at the Challey Institute. You can go to Berry Hall. Mm-hmm. I don't know if I asked, is there a price to get in? Or
no,
just,
no, it's completely free. Just something that we feel strongly about doing, just spreading and trying to give people greater access to major speakers. And the lineup's great. We've had more than 3,000 guests last year who just put their eyeballs to the screen and watched these talks. You can ask questions and just by entering the chat. So it's a chance to engage with a nationally prominent thought leader, a best-selling book author, and someone who's just at the cutting edge right now on COVID policy.
You say this is a series. You had 3,000 last year. I mean, the intent is just to get people locally here to be able to visit with experts in different fields. Is that the intent of this?
Yeah, and to engage students, you know, in ideas that that, you know, you just, for them to see what the scientific enterprise looks like and to see how it matters for the real world. The decisions that are being made aren't being made completely arbitrary. Every now and then they are, unfortunately, but that there's a lot that goes into where we are, and for students to understand that.
Well, and I think that that real world approach of, all right, you know, you can learn from a book in the classroom and from a professor. I mean, no offense to, you know, the faculty and staff and the professors that are doing the work, because but to see that then implemented into a real world discussion and say, this is, I hope there's school board members. I hope there's superintendents that are going to be following along with this. I get it, it's 3 o'clock on a Thursday. Is it going to be available after the fact?
I have to check with her. Okay. Yeah, but I we have in the past, and we hope to.
Yep. Yeah, because that's one of those things.
Yep.
I have people, well, you know, that want to argue with me that we'll call in. Well, this, I can't. My boss is here, right, so they don't call in. But you know, so there's might be some of those situations. But with how important this topic is for parents and administrators, I hope she allows it if they can't make it there. Anything else about this Thursday, or just about the College of Business, the Challey Institute, that I didn't ask that you're saying?
No,
hey,
just keep an eye on our lineup of activities. We're engaging people in a lot of different ideas. We have an immigration expert coming in the spring.
Really?
Stock markets are down today about 1,000 points on the Dow. We're going to have a financial expert in April. Let's hope our 401ks are looking in better shape than compared to today. So just trying to engage, and we welcome all participation and attendance.
Well, I think it's one of those good causes that NDSU is undertaking. It's a great community service for people to take advantage of, Scott.
Thank you.
I appreciate the opportunity. You know, and actually, when you have guests on, I'm going to have you back on to get the word out, hopefully get more people out there for you.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
I appreciate you taking some time. Scott Bolliar, he is the Dean of College of Business up at NDSU. You're welcome to attend Thursday, September 23rd, 3 p.m. You can either go to the Challey Institute site or just show up at Berry Hall, which is downtown NDSU's campus. Got to get you a weather update from Too Tall Tom Schmanski. We'll wrap up the first hour next. Happy together.